Welcome everybody to the PlayStation 5 Central Podcast, where we give you all the news, the reviews, and the
rumors
on the PlayStation 5 and its upcoming games. I am Dan the Man. I'm joined by the Gallivanting Man, his name, Jordan.
Hey.
And the Solid Snake.
Doing well, Danny boy.
Yeah, the Stealth King. That's him, the Professor of Gaming.
So stealthy.
Doing well. I feel like this is the first time in like 20 weeks or 20 months that Jordan has not said his patented rumors. He didn't say it.
Yeah. You beat me to it.
I know.
You feeling okay, Jordan?
Yeah, I'm feeling okay.
Okay.
You just beat me to it. That's all.
Just making sure, man. Just making sure. Now, we promise we're not going to discuss God of War on this episode. Can we hold?
Boy.
Actually, no, that's a lie. That's a complete lie.
Yeah.
That's a complete lie. Because we're talking about the Game Awards. We're going to go through our predictions. Last year, who won last year? I think it was Jordan who came away with the win. It was Jordan.
That surprises me. Usually I lose these things.
Jordan, you were the clear winner last time, but then apparently I was the bullshit winner because we had a bunch of stupid, crazy predictions like, is I Justine going to be there? And
are we going to have some this year?
Joseph Farris, does he say fuck the Oscars and this and that? It's so dumb. But yeah, we're going to go through that. Should we have some this year? I say no because they're just, well, we can do it, but they're not going to count.
Are we going to have like a prediction of what we think might, like something that we might get shown or anything like that?
Yeah, we'll do one each. And that can be worth 2 points. How does that sound?
Spider-Man.
I reckon Tekken 8's going to be there, guys.
Do we know what Hazelight are working on? Or I'm just curious when you mentioned Joseph.
When I spoke to him last, because we're really good friends, me and Joseph, he said it's going to be his greatest game yet. I think that's what his words were. He was hyping it up already. He said it was going to make the others look terrible. It was so good.
It takes three.
So it sort of won me over where he was talking about it. That was last year. But
by the way, guys, I do want to say that we maybe should have an update on the video game critic or fantasy critic at the end.
We did one a couple of weeks ago, didn't we, Jordan?
I wasn't there.
Yeah, because we're at the end of the year, do you reckon we just wait for the year to be out and then do it then?
Yeah, all right, let's do it.
I feel like Vike had the Callisto, and because it's sort of tanked in the reviews, I might scrape through with the win.
Oh, it hasn't tanked.
It's fucking tanked, Jordan. It's disgusting. 76 is terrible. 76 is a terrible game, isn't it? No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
You know, PlayStation's motto, guys. If it's yellow on Metacritic, when I say it.
Well, it's actually green. But when I say tanked, I mean in terms of the points, because he's only going to get five or six points for it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
hey, speaking of Callisto Protocol, did you guys hear about the credits on Callisto Protocol?
The credits? What do you mean the credits?
I mean, it's not a spoiler or anything, but there was credits for a PlayStation studio. There was 150 Sony developers that were on the Callisto Protocol, which is really interesting.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
So they came to polish it up.
Yeah, so there's a visual arts group, which we know is like Sony's somewhat of a utility team. I think that's Michael Mumbauer's team, right? He was the Days Gone guy. And then they were, you know, the whole Naughty Dog thing, and then they broke off to make their team. So, yeah, really interesting. And I wonder what that means for Callisto Protocol and its future and what Sony have to do with it.
Well, they own the rights to the marketing by PlayStation, so it might be a reasoning. Or maybe they'll look to purchase. Oh, no, they can't because they're a part of PUBG. Crafton.
Yeah, PUBG developers. But it's interesting. I kind of like it. It's nice that, anyway, just a fun fact for the.
All right. The 2022 nominees. Guys, are you looking forward to the Game Awards this year? Just quickly. Do you not care Where do you land at anticipation levels?
I always enjoy them. I look forward to it because it's always just like a night, like it's a good day to celebrate games. It's the closest we're ever going to get to an Oscars. And this is one I'll actually watch. I won't watch the Oscars, but this I'll actually watch. So I'm pretty excited for it. I love all the reveals that come with it. Yeah, it's always a good time. Like even the lesser shows have still been entertaining because I'm not someone who gets disappointed if games aren't for me. I'm just like, oh, that was fun. I watched that. That's all good. No probs. So no matter what the reveals are or the announcements are, I'm always still pretty entertained by it. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Is it Friday our time or Saturday?
Friday at about 10 or 11.
So I won't be able to watch it live, which is okay. So I'll probably hold off and watch it in the afternoon after work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, I have my Christmas party. I'll have to watch it on Saturday. So I'll probably hold off and watch it on Saturday morning. Yeah. Bye. Sorry.
I'm the same as Jordan. I especially like the reveals, and I always love to have a go at Jeff because he hypes everything, but it's good. I think it's good for the game industry, like to celebrate, like Jordan said, you know, to celebrate these games and have like an Oscars sort of thing. You know, the funny thing, I know, seriously, reverberate what Joseph Farah says, but like,
yeah,
the games industry is bigger than the movie industry. Isn't it the movie industry, the music industry, and the sports industry combined?
That's
games
it.
Games make more money. Like,
yeah,
it is the bigger thing. And I know that Hollywood has this prestige with, you know, the Oscars, and they, you know, but video games sort of get that rap of like it's a little thing, but it's like bigger. And it's cool that there are so many people streaming into these award shows to, you know, probably put gaming at the right place, you know, to put it in its place and to show people that it is a huge industry and should be something that is respected. But yeah, it's good. I think the classic things, you know, Jeff, he does love to hype it. So I hope it is a well-paced, there's some good reveals and just a all-around good show. I think there was like talks that it's going to be a shorter show, which is good. You know, you want it more jam-packed. You don't want to get bored throughout the middle when it drags at the end.
Significantly shorter. That was one of the big complaints for me as well. It felt a little bit bloated. But then you know, it's a balancing act because you got to have some musical guests, enough awards shown. You know, people got pissed last year because there was a bunch of awards just skimmed through like really quickly.
Yeah, but they did the Oscars thing where they just showed them during ads, or they were just like, and the award for best art direction goes to, that wasn't one of the ones that did this.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them were just given during ads really quickly.
Because they need their ads for Raid Shadow Legends.
Well, it's interesting because the viewership in 2017 for Game Awards was 11 million. Then it jumped to 26 million the next year, then 45 million, then 83, and then 85 last year. So pretty impressive.
160 million, here we come.
Yeah, so pretty impressive numbers. But let's...
How are we going to hear from...
Sorry, Jordan.
I was going to say, are we going to hear from Dwayne? Wasn't Dwayne The Rock Johnson there last year talking about the power hierarchy of the DC universe is about to change?
No, that was at the Summer Games Fest.
That was Summer Games Fest, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And he promoted his tequila. Was it tequila?
Yeah, his, what is it? What's his tequila called? Mana. Is it Mana? Terramana.
Terramana.
Terramana. Yeah. Apparently it's good. Apparently it's good tequila. We can't get it here, but apparently it's really good.
I wonder if The Rock will make an appearance this Game Awards.
Nah.
I can see it happening.
He won't.
Which celebrity? Anyway, topic.
Just so you know, last year, just to get your expectations into check, some of the big reveals from last year were Forspoken got a release date of May 24, 2022. So that definitely didn't hit that. Ark Raiders was revealed. Haven't heard much about that. Alan Wake 2 was announced. And they also showed the Halo TV series. And they revealed Star Wars Eclipse. So two or three sort of big announcements. So And Wonder Woman was revealed as well. The Wonder Woman game. Yeah.
I wonder if we'll get more gameplay for Wonder Woman.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay, so most anticipated game, guys.
The nominees.
Yeah.
This is the worst. This category is so stupid.
Let's do this one quickly. The nominees are Final Fantasy XVI, which is 16. Thank you. Hogwarts Legacy, Resident Evil 4, Starfield, and The Legend of Zelda Tears of Kingdom. Most anticipated game.
Hogwarts.
I agree.
You're voting for Hogwarts, Vikarf.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Like, I understand all those games are seriously hyped. Resi, Zelda, Starfield to a lesser degree. But Hogwarts is like, everyone's hyped for it. Like, the casuals and the hardcore. Like, it's such... It has such a wide fan base, like a wide market. Demographic is the right word. So I think just by sheer numbers, that will win.
Jordan?
Yeah, I agree with Hogwarts Legacy, and I don't even think the anti-JK Rowling sentiment that's going around is enough to derail that, because the devs made it pretty clear how they distanced themselves from the views that she holds pretty early on. So I think there's still some really goodwill behind this. And yeah, I think that out of those five that are there, as much as people are waiting for them, with Hogwarts Legacy being so soon after this as well, because it's coming out in, is it Feb or March, Hogwarts Legacy? I think that this one takes it. Same as Elden Ring last year, how it was so close. Probably it wasn't just because it was so close, but yeah, I think it helps. So yeah, I'm going with Hogwarts.
I am going to choose The Legend of Zelda.
Oh, yeah, what's your reasoning?
My reasoning is all these bloody people love Nintendo and love, what was the last Zelda
Breath
called?
Of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild, yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine forgetting that. Breath of the Wild, everyone loves that game. So I would say this, that might win. That's going to be my pick.
That's a good one. That's probably the only real contender.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
Best adaption. We're gonna skip that. Stuff that anything with Uncharted, the movie
that one will be one nominated. Arcane will win that.
Arcane will win that.
I will
don't
say,
include that in it.
Phenomenal show. Have you guys watched Arcane?
No, no, I haven't.
Oh, it's really good, guys. Like, it's really good. It's the very mature writing, and I don't even follow League of Legends, and it just does the lore so well. It's really well paced, phenomenal animation. Like, you think that sort of 3D animation sucks, but they do it so well. Action, yeah, it's a really good show.
Yeah, but I've also heard Edgerunners is good. Cyberpunk Edgerunners.
Yeah, yes, I've heard that as well.
I've got that on my next to watch on my Netflix. Like, yeah, I'll be watching that. Which category is that, Dan? Is that best
adaption? Yeah, but we're going to skip that one because it's pretty obvious. I think Arcane will win. It'd be a shock if it doesn't.
Best Sonic?
Yeah. Sonic? Nah. Yeah,
I mean, it's very kid-friendly.
It's a good adaptation. I don't know if it's the best one, though.
Do you know what will win next year's one, guys?
Well,
HBO's The Last of Us.
Yeah.
I know. That's why this category is so stupid.
All right, well, I won't vote then.
Best debut indie, Neon White, Norco, Stray, Tunic, Vampire Survivors. I'll be voting for Stray because it's the only one of the five that's nominated for Game of the Year. So it has to win, right?
That's my exact thinking as well.
Jordan, no.
No, I don't agree.
Wow.
I think we can go into my feelings about the fact that Stray is nominated for as much as it is later. I think Neon White will win this one.
Yep, that's a strong contender, definitely.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And I'm saying Stray. And I agree with Jordan. I don't understand why it's in Game of the Year, but I think Stray will win this one.
Because everyone loves cats, apparently. Best multiplayer game. The nominees are Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Multiversus, Overwatch 2, Splatoon 3, TMNT, Shredder's Revenge. Jordan, who are you going with?
For me, it's a toss-up between two. I think I'm going to go with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, but I'm not... Oh, actually, no, I am pretty confident on that. Yeah, I'm going COD MW2.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Vikarf, I will go next. I don't believe Splatoon 3 didn't really make a splash. No pun intended, but it didn't really make a splash. Overwatch 2, we know that was a bit of a debacle, even though I liked the game. I'm going to actually go with Multiverses. I think that was a lot of fun.
See, I agree. Yeah. I think it was a lot of fun, but I didn't go for it for the same reason you didn't go for Splatoon, and that was that it didn't really make that much of a splash. It definitely did for like for 3 weeks, and then I haven't heard it since. Like, it's completely gone out of the news cycles.
Yeah.
It's completely gone.
The only reason I'm going for it is that Call of Duty has been around for so long. Do they need the award? You know, I'm just thinking how many will vote for it. Vike, what are you going to come down to?
Yeah, I was tossing up between Multiverses and MW. Like, Overwatch 2, I had fun, but I think everyone's just had a bad taste with that because it's the exact same thing. They've screwed up the launch and all that sort of stuff. Splatoon, once again, not big enough of a splash, like Jordan said. Shredder's Revenge, I think, is a very, very
a chance?
Far. Like, a dark horse, but I don't think so.
No?
It's a dark horse, but...
I think it's it wouldn't win that category, I don't think. They could win a category, but maybe not that one.
Because remember, it's co-op as well. This category, multiplayer, includes co-op.
Yeah.
Multi-online. So, you know, this is harkening back to the co-op days. So maybe...
I'm going to use the same argument I did for the first category, which was basically the demographic. This is for Hogwarts being the most anticipated. Call of Duty has such a wide reach, wider than all of those other games put together, arguably. And it's just the success of Call of Duty is insane and unmatched. So, I mean, despite the myriad of problems that the launch has had and the weird decisions they've made and sort of like a lot, it's very buggy and stuff, but I think Warzone, you can't beat. So Call of Duty.
Okay. Call of Duty for Vike. Best sports racing game.
Well, I don't feel confident with this one.
You got F1 2022, FIFA 23, NBA 23, Gran Turismo 7, and Ollie Ollie World.
Oh, I would love for GT7 to win, but I don't think it will. A lot of the monetization issues it had, and obviously being a PlayStation exclusive, it locks it away a bit. I don't want 2K to win because I think it's egregious. FIFA 23, NBA. Probably the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think FIFA might win just because of the World Cup hype, but I'm going to go F1. So I'll go F1 2022.
Nice. Jordan?
I'm just having a look. I am thinking I'm going to go Ollie Ollie World for this one.
Nice. It's a good choice.
I just looked it up. I was just doing some research because I remember it scoring pretty well, and it got about an 87 Metacritic. Or 84, sorry, Metacritic on PS5, and it got an 87 on Switch. So I think that's pretty good. So I'm going to go Ollie Ollie World.
I'm going to choose Gran Turismo 7 because, in my opinion, that is the best game on that list.
Nice.
Technically, gameplay.
I think F1 is long overdue for a best sports game because it's done well over the last 2 to 3 years. Like, really turned it up a notch, hasn't it, since maybe F1 20?
Yeah, it's definitely seen a lot of new fans come in, but I feel like the last F1 was better than this one. That's the only reason holding me back.
I agree, because just looking at the reviews and stuff, but I just think because it's overdue, they're gonna vote for it. But who knows?
Best sim strategy. We're gonna skip that one because we don't really play. we really don't play many in that category.
There are none. I think 2 Point Campus will win, but anyway.
Yeah, and same for best family. It's just pretty much the Nintendo award.
It's true.
It's true, isn't it? So then we move on to best fighting game, DNF Duel, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, The King of Fighters, Multiverses, and Sifu. Very interesting that Sifu is in here. Not really a traditional fighter, but I'm actually going to pick it to win because...
I've already picked it.
Yeah. I think it was phenomenal. You've all picked it.
It deserves a lot of praise for its first outing, you know, like whether you agree with what they've done or not with some of this design decisions, like slow clap. Just what a project. What a game. First outing, like, really good. I wish there was more content, like, don't get me wrong, but that's, yeah, just as a package of Sifu, so much fun. Had so much fun with that game. That game should have been on the game of the year, not...
Yeah, that yeah.
Stray.
I disagree, but that's just me.
Yeah, I would say Sifu over Stray, though. That's just my opinion, but...
Yeah, I'd say quite a few things over Stray.
You'd say Far Cry 6 over Stray, even though it didn't come out this year.
I didn't even play it.
You'd probably pick Valhalla over Stray. Best role-playing game. Wow, this is tough. Elden Ring. Do I even read the rest?
No, don't even read the rest. Elden Ring.
I'm not even going to read the rest. No disrespect. Okay, I'll read them out of respect. What is that called?
Live Alive. That was a...
Never heard of it.
Square Enix.
Square Enix Nintendo. One, yeah.
Pokemon Legends, Triangular Strategy, Xenoblade Chronicles. Yeah, sorry, Triangular Strategy. Yeah, and Xenoblade Chronicles, Elden Ring will win. Very easy. Yep. Best action adventure game. Here we go. Plague Tale, Requiem, God of War, Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Stray, and Tunic.
I will say God of War.
Peg, put me down for God of War.
Put me down for Stray. Joking. God of War. Best action game, Bayonetta 3, Modern Warfare 2, Neon White, Sifu, TMNT, Shredder's Revenge. This is tough. This is a tough one.
This is a tough one.
This is a really tough one, actually. Shit. I'm going to have to say Sifu just because I want them to win. Will they? Probably not. I'm going to go Sifu.
I will say Bayonetta 3 has done really well review-wise, fairly well.
So is Neon White. And then this could be the category Shredder's Revenge wins to get a nod. It's tough. Yeah. Modern Warfare could even win, really, easily.
Oh, yeah, it's a good point. Oh, man. What would you say?
Look, I'm looking here. It says, for the best game in the action genre, focus primarily on combat, Sifu.
Sifu, right? You can go TMNT, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going Sifu. Jordan, what have you come to a decision on?
I'm struggling with this one because I feel like my bias towards TMNT is making me think TMNT. My initial reaction was Bayonetta. And then I don't know whether I'm not giving enough credit to Sifu. And just because I didn't enjoy it that much, it doesn't mean that other people didn't. And because this isn't what we would give it to, it's what we think will win, I am heavily conflicted. I don't think Neon White or COD is in the question. I do think it's between Bayonetta 3, Sifu, or TMNT.
My next guess would be Bayonetta, but I'm going to go with Sifu just because I love the game.
I think I might go... I think it'll go Bayonetta.
It probably will be Bayonetta.
But then it was on the Switch.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Vike, have you come to a decision?
I'm going Bayonetta purely because of the Nintendo effect.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I'm really not sure on this one.
But I could make the same... Like, I think Sifu could probably take this out as well.
Yeah, it's toss a coin.
I think I'm going to go... Oh, this sucks. I don't know. all right. I'm really stuck. Okay, I've eliminated Sifu in my head. I've eliminated Sifu.
So Bayonetta.
And TMNT.
Bayonetta. I'll give you that because they're going to win.
Or go TMNT if you want, because then Dan, you and me will have something different each. But
yeah, all right. I'll go TMNT.
Nice.
Okay. Best VR. We're not going to do that one because I haven't played a VR game in 4 years.
is Astro Bot Rescue Mission on that list?
No, it's Moss 2.
It's like a 3-year-old game now, isn't it? Innovation and accessibility. I feel like we'll go through it. As Dusk Falls, God of War Ragnarok, Return to Monkey Island, Last of Us Part 1, and The Quarry.
I'm going Last of Us Part 1.
I am also going The Last of Us Part 1.
you guys might be discounting God of War Ragnarok. I'm going to go Ragnarok, guys.
All right.
Yeah. I think they were very close, those two games, in terms of accessibility, you'll find.
Mm.
I agree to an extent, but I feel like I was more blown away by the stuff that Naughty Dog has done, whereas I don't feel like I've thought about the God of War. I couldn't even tell you what the God of War stuff is now since turning it on. Like, I remember going through the Naughty Dog stuff and it was like, oh, wow, I can change it so that items ping automatically. I can change it so that my text is bigger. It's different colors.
God of War's got all that.
Character. Yeah, I'm sure it does. I'm just saying that, like, I just don't remember it. So I'm like, yeah, I wonder if other people will.
True. True. Yeah. What you're saying is when you think of accessibility, The Last of Us springs to mind more than God of War.
Yeah.
To the
and
average.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I do think, like, is that because some of the goodwill that The Last of Us 2 earned? I don't know. But I'm going to go The Last of Us.
Bike, you're Last of Us as well?
Yeah, I'm Last of Us.
Best community support. Recognizing a game for outstanding community support, responsiveness, transparency, inclusive of social media activity, game updates, patches, Apex Legends, Destiny 2, Final Fantasy 15. What is that?
14
online.
14 online.
Yeah.
Fortnite and No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky's here every year.
I think it's a toss-up between No Man's Sky and Destiny 2. Oh, Final Fantasy.
Well, yeah, it's hard because I've heard a lot about Final Fantasy lately, so which makes me think they've been supporting it quite well.
They won it last year.
No Man's Sky.
They won it last year, did they?
Final Fantasy did, yeah.
Mm.
Just for that?
Yeah.
It's between No Man's Sky and Destiny for me then, because if they won last year, so I'm going to go No Man's Sky. I think, once again, it's overdue.
Jordan?
I'm going to go Final Fantasy again. Because I can't imagine it's gotten worse, and I also can't imagine any of the other ones being better. So, yeah, I'm going to go Final Fantasy.
That's a good rationale, Jules.
Thank you.
I'm going to go Destiny 2. Don't ask me why. Just a random guess. Best mobile game, Marvel Snap is the winner. Moving on. Best indie. Best indie. Cult of the Lamb.
The Lamb.
Neon White. Sifu. Stray. Tunic.
This is where it starts to get dicey. Let me know if you agree. All three of us would think, no, Stray does not win this. But clearly enough people liked it for it to be on here, and then it's like, well, is this where it starts to win? Is it like, is this where our bias against it is hurting us?
Cult of the Lamb, though. Mm.
I don't know. They got best debut indie, and then they got best indie, and it's very similar in the list of games. But
the only difference in the game was Norco swapped out for Cult of the Lamb.
Mm.
Where's best debut indie? Did we do that one?
We've already done that.
Yeah. You what voted for say? Stray. Jordan voted for Neon. I voted for Stray.
Well, I'm going to say...
I feel like, you know, best indie, it has to be Stray if it's nominated for Game of the Year. I mean, it wouldn't make sense if it wasn't, would it? I could be wrong. I'm going to go Stray, but...
I'm going Stray.
I'm going to go Sifu for this one.
Nice.
Cult of the Lamb is a dark horse, in my opinion.
Definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
Again, this category is very similar to the last one we did.
This is what I mean.
Yeah.
Best ongoing. Yeah. So what is the difference between a best ongoing game and a best supported game?
Best support is more like patches and updates to fix it, whilst ongoing seems to be more like the content that the player gets in terms of
It's just more so like what, the game that is ongoing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Apex Legends.
Apex is a good one. Destiny is a good one. Final Fantasy is a good one.
Apex Legends for Dan. Jordan?
I'm going to go Final Fantasy again.
Yep. And Vike?
I'll go Apex.
Apex, nice.
Final Fantasy did win it last year as well.
Okay. And then we move on to best performance. Ooh. Horizon Forbidden West, Ashley Birch. Plague Tale Requiem, Charlotte McBurney. God of War Ragnarok, Christopher Judge. Immortality, Manon Gage. God of War Ragnarok, Sunny Suljic.
Is he Atreus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Christopher Judge has won this category before. Let's just keep that in mind. This is a tough one. To be honest, this wouldn't be the five I would put in. I feel like there's a couple of Elden Ring, you know, voice actors that were very impressive.
I disagree. I reckon the Elden Ring voice actors had the same thing that all Dark Souls actors have got. They're just the same generic.
Quiet.
Like, yeah. They're just like, yeah. Hey, you found me at the temple.
Shit. Are you from the game, man?
That sounded like
you were in the game.
That was really good.
You're actually onto something.
Bang on, Jordan.
The weirdest bit I found was when Mark Wahlberg popped up and was just like, hey, how you going? After the ring, what are you doing?
You've ruined it. He is not my Sully. Let me tell you that. Now
you're tarnished. It's so weird. What are you doing?
But even okay, let's take Elden Ring out. I feel like, what about Freya from God of War Ragnarok?
Yeah, I really like her. Yeah.
That was a pretty good performance. Or
yeah, I wouldn't have put Sunny.
What about Sindri? Have you been playing, guys? Sindri's phenomenal. Yeah. I think he's better than Atreus.
Yeah, he's shown some range. Even I also really like the vibe of I don't think Brock. This is a spoiler of Odin in the game. I've loved Odin. His vibe. Yeah. I reckon he's been acted really well.
I guess you can't give it to you can't have five of the same game, but
no. Yeah, I'm gonna go Christopher Judge again.
Yeah.
Ashley Birch, like as much as I love Ashley Birch, I think Aloy.
Oh, I completely disagree. Yeah, I agree with you, Vike.
It's just very. There's not much range, and I'm not saying it's on her. Like they've obviously, like that's the character she's portraying is this sort of sensible, no range, stoic type individual. But yeah, I don't think it's a. Amazing
it's not the actor; it's the character.
Yeah, it's not the actor, it's the character. That's exactly
you know what? Right. I'd probably vote for her if she had a sword, but no.
Yeah, look, I think Christopher Judge, I actually think Charlotte from Plague Tale, McBurney, could be a good one here as well. But here's the thing, and I actually think Christopher Judge, and maybe I haven't played enough of God of War, I think he was better in God of War 1. Like, it was more of an impacting performance.
I disagree. Okay, he has a lot more range in this one, but
yeah, a lot more range. But
I'm so excited to talk about God of War because I came to a really good point. So I played like all day on Saturday. I played like 8 hours of gameplay, and I came to such a good point that I think I realized one of the points I was trying to make with Kratos in this game. But we'll have to talk about that on a spoiler cast at some stage.
We are going to do a spoiler cast.
But he won last year. Can he win 2 years in a row? Wait, he didn't win last year.
No, he won 2018.
There's many that have won two in a row, just so you know.
I'm going Christopher Judge. Yeah. Done.
Just not in this category.
Boy.
But
boy.
Atreus.
Yeah. I feel like they might give this to Manon Gage for Immortality. I haven't played the game, but I've heard great things.
I've heard nothing but good. Sorry,
And she's a bit of an underdog story there. You know, to be
apparently she plays like a whole bunch of characters.
Yeah, she plays a bunch of characters that propel her career a bit. The other four have got established. Maybe she does as well. I don't know enough about her, but I haven't heard of her until this game. So I'm going to go with Immortality. And what did you two go with, just quickly?
Judgy.
Judgy.
Big Judge boy. All right.
Judgy. Do you reckon he'd respond to that?
Fallen Judgy.
Best audio design. One of my favorite categories. Modern Warfare 2, Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Gran Turismo 7, Horizon Forbidden West. All five were really good. So that's tough.
Yeah, I think all five are worthy.
Yeah. You are not
worthy,
boy.
I have whittled down it to Elden Ring, God of War, and Gran Turismo. I don't know if you guys agree.
I agree.
I disagree, but go ahead.
My first response was to go GT because of all the stuff they do with car audio and that sort of thing. But then I feel like we said this last year with one of them, but like with Horizon, thinking that was going to, as in like Forza Horizon, thinking that was going to win, and then it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, I agree with you, Jules. Like, I don't think car games get the credit they are due, when especially like Gran Turismo and stuff, because how people find out that a GT is being made is when they see polyphony on racetracks with boom mics and parabolic mics trying to capture car sounds. Like, it is so authentic that every single engine from outside the exterior of the car, interior of the car, like all the sounds of each car's engine is captured, and the tire screeching, all that sort of stuff. Like, in terms of realism, like, don't get me wrong. I guess like when a sword clashes a shield, maybe they do, you know, getting a real sword and a real shield for games like God of War and Elden Ring. But the detail that goes into sound for cars.
But Vike, what you're missing here is, there's more. I believe I would
score. You're talking about score.
No. I would believe that audio design for a racing game would be a lot easier, because you're literally just putting a mic on a car versus a game like Returnal, for example, which we all nominated last year, and it didn't win, funnily enough.
Yeah. Forza Horizon 5 won.
It did win.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it was
what
the opposite.
Did I vote for last year?
Returnal. We all voted Returnal and we lost. Oh, okay. But I feel like there's more skill in the Returnal, because they've got to come up with weird, unique sounds.
We can't.
That's just they're actually making the sounds.
They're making. Yeah, they're making sounds.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. I'm going to say Elden Ring, just because of the score. And I think the score is phenomenal.
No, this is not score. This is nothing to do with score. That's a different category.
It's just
in-game audio and sound design.
In which case,
I am going to go with Gran Turismo.
Okay.
After we've done all that, after all that, I'm going to go with Gran Turismo.
Yeah. Well, like, I get what you're saying, Dan, but none of these games are of the ilk of Returnal. Like, Horizon Forbidden West, I don't think that blew me out of the water with sound.
I disagree. Modern Warfare 2. I'm picking Modern Warfare 2.
I'm going Modern Warfare 2. I said Horizon Forbidden West. Yeah, I said Forbidden West didn't blow me out.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I will say Elden Ring, score's phenomenal. I think it'll win that, so I don't think it'll win this. GT7, like you said, yes, I think it will get overlooked. God of War Ragnarok,
pretty good as well.
Yeah, pretty good.
It could easily win, but it's going to win enough awards, you know.
But here's the thing, Dan. M-Dub is the same reason for GT7. The realism of the guns, the sound of each bullet hit clicking on the ground, that sort of thing.
But it's a different level.
Yeah.
They're pretty good at audio. The guys at Infinity War.
They are.
You know, anyone could win, really. Probably not Forbidden West, but the other four could win. So,
yep.
So you're going Modern Warfare?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Beautiful. Now we head into best score and music. So in this category, we have A Plague Tale Requiem, Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Metal Hellsinger, and Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
I'm going Elden Ring.
Man, Metal Hellsinger would have won any other year. So sad.
Bear McCreary always delivers, though, with God of War. Like, there are songs that, I mean, I haven't listened to much of Ragnarok soundtrack, but there are songs I still listen to in the original soundtrack, like, of God of War. It's that phenomenal, like, the Blade scene or the ending Thor scene. Like, I just, like, those still give me chills, but... So I'm assuming Ragnarok will be the same, but I am going to say Elden Ring. Like, I will say... The sound design, the score in Elden Ring was just top tier. Phenomenal.
Yeah, I have to agree. I have to go Elden Ring too. It's the boss fight music's insane.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, actually. The amount of the different, they're all different. They're all so different.
Yeah.
It's sort of mind blowing if you listen to that soundtrack start to finish. Really, it deserves to win. Jordan?
I'm not sure. My heart says God of War because it's one of the first... Like, I'm not a music person normally.
Yeah.
I'm not normally someone who pays that much attention to it. Mainly, like, I never, like, I appreciate it, but I never stop and go, like, wow, the music really added to it. Like, I will acknowledge it, but I won't actually, like, a thought I express out loud. During
Which
a few
is most people are like that, Jordan.
And but there's been a few times with God of War so far that I have gone, wow, music right now is really doing it for me.
Can I let you know that Ben McQuarrie didn't win for the first game, Red Dead 2 won.
Mm.
So he is due as well. But don't let me sway your voting.
Yeah, and then Elden Ring is obviously expansive. Have you both voted Elden Ring?
Yeah, we have. So this is your chance to one-up us or possibly lose one on us.
I'm going to go God of War.
Nice. Best art direction, guys. We have A Plague Tale Requiem, Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Forbidden West, and Immortality. Oh, sorry. That's narrative.
No. This is Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Scorn, and Stray.
Thank you. Sorry, that's my bad. So we got Scorn added in here for that fantastic world building and
morbid
environments.
direction.
Yeah. But it's deserved.
Yeah, it's deserved. I think it's well deserved too. I mean, look, Elden Ring had a lot of, like, their bosses are so well designed, right? Like, they're just so creative and the enemies are just so out there. But
I guess boss fight, boss design, that all counts for art direction, doesn't it? It's not just environments and it's everything encompassing. Yeah. So
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Elden Ring because the amount of variety of places in that game, like no location felt rehashed. Like, you think of the main city, or you think of like Limgrave, or you think of all these other areas, the dungeons, all that sort of stuff. Even the, I forgot the area's name where you versus Melania, like the trees, that area. And it's just those bloody trumpet guys. Like, oh my gosh, how creative are these enemies and how creative is that world?
And it's not exactly like, amazing graphics, if that makes any sense.
It's not, but it's the direction of the art.
Yeah, it's the style of the art.
It's the style.
We have not even considered Horizon for any of this. Like, we have not considered.
But like, I haven't considered for anything. I don't think I've put it down for either of you guys, have you?
I think that says more about the competition.
We haven't voted for it at anything. We haven't voted for it once.
I think it says more about the competition it has.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I would agree.
Pardon me.
So, I'm also going Elden Ring. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I completely agree with what you said, Mike.
Yes, I am also going Elden Ring for this one.
Best narrative. So as we head into the final few here, A Plague Tale, Requiem, Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Forbidden West, and Immortality. Best narrative.
Ragnarok for me.
Yeah, I haven't finished Ragnarok yet, but I'm still voting it.
That's God of War's biggest strength.
Yeah.
Is its narrative. Like, so I think it'll win that. Yeah.
Yeah. You've convinced me, guys. God of War. Okay. Best game direction.
Ooh.
Outstanding creative vision and innovation in game direction and design. Elden Ring, God of War, Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Immortality, and Stray.
I think the key word here is innovation. I guess creative vision, but innovation for me, like, what game really innovated? And I think of it, and I can't go past Elden Ring again.
Yeah,
I just can't go past it.
But you've also got Game of the Year next, so you think it's going to win both? Are you sure about that?
Well, I think that will show
you.
Want me to show you last year's
winners in both categories?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Okay, there was two different winners. Best game direction was Deathloop. Game of the Year was It Takes Two.
It Takes Two, baby.
So It Takes Two did not win Best Game Direction. I don't know if that sways your thoughts.
Deathloop. I can understand Deathloop because it was innovative with the time loop. That's where I'm saying Elden Ring was innovative because it's a FromSoft game. We've sort of like it's not innovated just a Dark on the Souls. Formula. Yeah, the year, innovated on the formula.
The year prior, The Last of Us won both categories.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Elden Ring.
You're going to lock that in?
Will...
Yep, lock it in, Eddie.
Can I give you more? 2019, Sekiro won Game of the Year. Best Game Direction, Kojima for Death Stranding.
Oh.
Can't wait to play that game.
Jordan, what have you come down on?
I'm going to go Elden Ring for this one. For the same reason Vike said, that it really innovated on the formula.
I'm going Elden Ring. Me too. And I'm also going Elden Ring for Game of the Year.
That,
yeah, I'm going Elden Ring for Game of the Year as well.
I'm going God of War Ragnarok for
Game
of the Year.
Whoa, no, you're not. Really?
Yes, I am.
Wow. Really?
So we will. Okay, so sorry. Let's say the Game of the Year nominees are A Plague Tale Requiem, Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Stray, and Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
Reaction? No, guys. Pretend I'm Jeff Keighley. All right? I want your legit reaction. Ready? Get your acting ready. And the winner is, for Game of the Year, Stray.
That's my reaction.
In Jordan's face. I've never seen it so serious in my life.
I can't even laugh at it because it just offends me.
That'd be disgusting if that won Game of the Year. I will say God of War Ragnarok. I sort of said this last week on the show where God of War Ragnarok was much more accessible than Elden Ring. So I think it's more fan, and this is more driven by fans and critics. So I think they would have had a better experience with God of War Ragnarok. The narrative is way easier to consume. So that would have pulled at their strings a bit. The gameplay, I think, is a lot easier. So I just think for those elements, even though Elden Ring might be better, I think God of War will win.
Sorry, repeat that last line.
Even though I think Elden Ring may be better, I think the majority of people will vote for God of War because it was way more accessible and less people. I reckon some people had a bad time with Elden Ring and that could have sullied their views because they're like, this game's too hard. It's a bit long. You know, you've got to play 100 hours to get it all. And, you know, yeah. Although I've never had a 100-hour game enthrall me for that long. Like, I was like, if you graph my peak, my excitement, you know, a lot of games, you start off excited, it sort of dips, and then maybe at the end. Elden Ring, I think I was just at top excitement the whole game. I'm like, testament to that game, until maybe the very end. But, yeah, a lot different to Horizon Forbidden West, where I was excited for maybe... I actually look at that game fondly, actually. So I will say I was excited for like 80% of that.
Yeah, I think you played more of that game than either of us.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I just think the end game or that sort of thing kind of ruined it, but I think it was a really good game. I know I criticized Forbidden West a lot, but that still doesn't change the fact that it's like an 8.5 or a 9 for me. So
we mentioned that Horizon's been getting shunned by us a lot, but we should also say that A Plague Tale, we didn't really vote for that either. So
it's worthy of being in the conversation, but tricky year for it. If this was maybe 2019 when it was like Force Unleashed,
what a game.
Yeah, Fallen Order and all that sort of stuff. If it was that year, I think it'd be a different story, but it's overshadowed.
Yeah, this year. I think it's been overshadowed, even though Plague Tale's a phenomenal game.
Mm.
And like Focus Entertainment, man, or Sobo, like just Flight Simulator and then Plague Tale. Like, oh, crazy. Very, very well deserved.
So, Jordan, what's your game of the year? What are you picking? God of War or Elden Ring?
This is where it gets tricky, where you have to decide what you think will win and what you want to win. What I want to win is God of War. I am very torn, though.
Why do you want to see God of War win over Elden Ring? Just bias.
Why? Because I want it to win because I think it is game of the year over it. That's why I wanted to see it. But then what I think, Elden Ring's the first game that has really captured, like, look at all the sales records it broke. It was encouraging a whole range of people who'd had either tried FromSoft games before or had never done it because they were too intimidated to at least give it a go. And there were things in the game that allowed you to move forward and do stuff even if you weren't great at it, which then led to people getting better, which then led to them enjoying it, which then led to them playing even more of it. I do think maybe the fact that God of War is a sequel could hurt it a little bit. And because half of God of War 2018's magic was the shock value of it. We had really no idea what we were in for. All we knew was that like Kratos was voiced by someone different now. It wasn't T.C. Carson. It was someone else. The idea was that he was going to be less angry and that he had a son and that it was in Norse mythology. That was basically it. That was all we really knew. And then we go through all the stuff with the realms. We go through all of the reveals. We go through this whole journey. And, you know, we're left walking away with, wow, what just happened? But now, because it's a bit of a known quantity, as much as it's still innovated on and it's different, it's still God of War. And don't get me wrong, that's what I love about it. But I wonder whether some of that sheen has rubbed off a little bit in the eyes of the public. And that might be why it doesn't get Game of the Year this time. So I am very conflicted. I really am torn with what I want to win and what I think will win. I think I'm going to go Elden Ring. I think Elden Ring will win it, but it wouldn't be my Game of the Year, but I don't think it's the wrong winner either. So it's a very long-winded answer, but no, that's my
very
thing.
Well put. Yeah, it's not the wrong winner either. It's the right winner, Elden Ring.
Could you imagine if this is the first year that it ties?
It ties, yeah.
Imagine if it tied.
Interesting. Yeah, and you, what do? Cut the award in half?
Or you just get two.
You got to stop thinking like a father and start thinking like a general, guys. It's God of War Ragnarok.
What's that? What's that saying?
That's a line off Ragnarok.
Be better. Is that what he says?
Don't be sorry. Don't be sorry. Be better.
Atreus.
Can we hear Jordan, please? Seeing that you've given Elden Ring Game of the Year, so have I, for this prediction. Can we hear that character one more time, Jordan?
Yeah. Which one?
We're outside a church. Who am I speaking to?
You found me in my temple. I was looking for a meandering dander down by the river. And I wandered upon this forsaken soul. Speak to me, tarnished. Tell me your quest, and I shall help you as I can.
How's that?
Fuck off, cat. Oh, no, I can't say that. I can't say that. All right. That's the Aussie Elden Ring. Okay. Now, one more thing. Your one big reveal. Mine is going to be Kojima-san comes out and reveals... Okay.
You need to be specific on your reveal here.
No, I don't want to, man.
Yes, you have to.
Fine.
Because we all know he's going to be there. You need to be specific with what it is.
He reveals Death Stranding 2.
I think it's going to be a new game from Koji boy. But, that's a good one, Dan.
Jordan,
where's Sasan Karaman?
Dead. No.
He's dead.
That's terrible. We can't laugh at that, can we? Poor bastard.
That's brilliant.
He's I don't know where he is. Jordan, have you got a prediction?
I can't help it. The only one that comes to my head is a Spider-Man one.
Just do it. Go with your gut, man. It's a year before the release.
Yeah, so my Spider-Man prediction is we get a trailer and we'll get probably just a glimpse of a black suit Spider-Man.
Cool.
Nice. Mine's not as out there as Dan's. Well, I don't know if Dan's is out there. It's a pretty good prediction. I'm just going to say that we're going to get extensive gameplay of Suicide Squad.
Nice. Yeah.
Could be like that DC thing, but I think we're going to see it here.
Beautiful. Okay, so that is happening this week, guys, and we will go through that next week and talk about what is revealed. All right. Before we go, there is a few more things. So they are going to be showing off Tekken 8. Looks to be gameplay. Also, the beta was leaked on Microsoft. So do you guys think they'll say the beta's out now? Do one of those things? Like,
yeah,
show some gameplay and then say you can download it right now? Or will it be like maybe early January, the beta for when there's the Tekken tournaments and stuff like that, the championships?
The beta is a good way for these tournament guys to train. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say...
Because the Tekken World Tour finals are like this week, I think. Or around this time. So, I don't know.
I reckon out now.
You reckon out now?
Yep.
Yeah.
And what would it take for you guys to be excited for it?
I'm already excited. Do you see how realistic those bloody graphics looked on that engine?
Show me Bob.
Show me Steve Fox. That's all I want.
If I have to take that, combo,
show me that damn triangle.
That freaking combo one more time. My goodness me. Okay. So also Star Wars Jedi Survivor. They'll be showing gameplay. That is officially confirmed as well. They'll be showing gameplay for that game.
And it's got a March release date.
March 15.
I'm stoked. I'm so excited for that.
Shit.
I can't wait.
I can't wait. I just came off. I was having dinner. I was just watching an episode of the Tales of the Jedi, the new Disney
Plus
series. It's pretty damn good, man. It's like 10-minute episodes. Like, they're short stories, but they're juicy, like real juicy short stories. Like, the first one is like all about Ahsoka and like how like her birthing, like her birth and all that. The second one's like about Count Dooku and Qui-Gon as Jedis. Like, a really interesting story as well. Like, I think it's, I don't know. It's pretty damn good so far. And I know there's one about Ahsoka versus an Inquisitor. And, like, it's just short stories, but meaty. Like, the, what was that other Star Wars series, George? That one that was, like, mythical out there? Like,
was that the anime one?
Yeah, yeah. Like, that was cool Visions. And all, but there was just no subs. Like, it just wasn't meaty. But these ones, there's stories about characters we know. Like, I've always wanted to see a young Qui-Gon and a young Count Dooku. Like, yeah, I don't know. I just think it's good so far, and it's getting me excited for Star Wars. And as much as the trilogy has ruined Star Wars permanently, I think these sort of games, these TV series are bringing it back.
Fatality.
Like Mandalorian, obviously Boba Fett to a lesser extent, Tales of the Jedi. So I think they're bringing it back and getting that excitement. I'm really excited for some Jedi Survivor, man. Like, Star Wars games are like a core memory for me at heart, like playing the Jedi Power Battles to Jedi Outcast, Force Unleashed, Battlefront. Like, those games are really mean a lot to me. So I'm really excited. Jedi Fallen Order, I thought it was a great game. It just didn't resonate with me much. So I'm really hoping this game will. I just want to see more of a story. It's Cal, I want to see
a week before Resident Evil 4. So I don't know if I'll hit it on release.
And this is the other thing is it's Respawn. Like, Respawn were quite rushed and they did a phenomenal job with Jedi 1. So I think this time they can really do a good game and iterate on it. I see the pre-order bonus. There's a blaster. You can get there's a cosmetic, a lightsaber, and a blaster set. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. You get guns, because one of my favorite things about the Jedi Academy, Jedi Outcast, those series, was the fact that, or especially Jedi Outcast, you started off as a gunslinger. You know, you just had guns, and then you became a Jedi later. But part of the fun of that gameplay was that you can switch to guns. Switch to thermal detonators and the sniper rifle and the E-11 blaster rifle, and then you could use a lightsaber. I think it's really cool. It's something that I love that they're doing that, or I hope that they're doing that, judging on the pre-order bonuses. So that's really cool.
Anything for me is the character of Cal. I just don't know if he's good enough to carry another game.
I agree. I think the actor's great. He's Adam Warlock, isn't he?
He's a good
be Adam
Cameron. No, different guy.
Cameron Monaghan.
He was Joker.
Yeah, Will Poulter, the eyebrows dude from Where the Millers.
They look alike. Am I wrong?
They look similar. They look similar.
No, they don't.
Don't they?
I don't agree.
I mean, look, I agree with Dan, where Cal is a bit one-dimensional. He didn't really have much going for him. Like, there wasn't some epic backstory to him. Like, I don't know. It's just, yeah, he wasn't this amazing character. So, yeah, I hope they explore him and flesh him out a lot more in this game.
Mm,
he just seemed a bit on the fence with everything. Like, you know, just a bit too goody two shoe and a bit on the fence. Like, yeah, there was
no real depth that I saw or remember. Yeah.
So,
now,
Jordan, anything you want to say about Jedi Survivor?
I really loved Fallen Order. I can't wait for the next one. I hope they fix a few things like the map, which was notoriously dreadful. God. I hope they fix the design of some of the levels, because like on going through to get everything after, you had to go through
drag.
The whole level.
Admit it.
So yeah, it was a drag. It'd be nice if they make some maybe some more fast travel points you can use to make traversing the map for the second time a little bit easier, just some like ease of access stuff like that. I loved it. I don't 100% agree about Cal. I really liked him as a character. I really liked his motivations. I totally got it's hard to make a Padawan who escaped the Jedi Temple when it was getting attacked. Like, it's hard to make that any more interesting than it is. And I hope that they can do a little bit more with it. And I hope that it's just a little bit more than just find more Jedis or do this. Like, I hope they give him a different motivation that is tied intrinsically to, it's a bit hard for you to have a story that's him trying to find more Jedis when we know for a fact in this timeline that they all die.
Yeah.
So it's hard to create tension around that. So you sort of need to find something else to create tension around. Whether that's somebody has to look after, what if he finds a bunch of kids who are at the temple? He's got younger kids who's got to look after.
Can I ask when? All I know is
greasy money, baby. Greasy money.
Greasy money. When is this timeline? When is it between?
Right after 3, before 4.
Like, that is a pretty good timeline. Like, there's a lot happens, especially with Rebels and stuff. Like, I don't know. I'd love to see Ezra Bridger or some of those characters make an appearance, but. Yeah, I agree with you, George. Like, I think one of the hard things about things like the MCU and Star Wars, when they do all these supplementary content, is that there's sometimes no consequence because they can't make any consequences. Like, I think when I think of something like WandaVision, where I thought it was a phenomenal show, but the ending, there's no consequence. Nothing of consequence happened because they couldn't screw up the MCU.
And that's Marvel in general.
I'm saying the same for Star Wars, where I just think Dave Filoni did a phenomenal job with Rebels and Clone Wars, where yes, he kept it in line, but so much happened, so much story got fleshed out, so many new things we learned. Do you know that because in Episode 3 it was stated that General Grievous and Anakin never met, or that was the first time they met? Do you know in Clone Wars that even though they're Grievous and Anakin are like main characters in the show, they actually never met, but you don't actually see that or feel that. It wasn't poorly written in any way. Like, just the respect they have. And so I think I just need consequence, because even Jedi Fallen Order, like you said, Jordan, is that classic, someone's got a holocron of all the Jedi locations. And I'm like, this is such a typical, like it was cool to see Vader at the end, but I'm just saying it was such a typical story that I really want something of substance. Like, make it its own world. Like, Clone Wars did it so well. It made it its own world, respected what came before and what comes after, but fleshed out its own world so amazingly with new characters and consequences. Like, that's what we need. We don't need to hold so strictly to the what came before and after. As long as you hold to the lore of Episode 3 onwards, or Episode 3 and before, and then Episode 4 and after, you can just create all these new characters and new worlds and new consequences within. Have new Jedis, have new Sith. Like, they can die, whatever. But, I don't know. I just want to see that. I really want Karl Katarn. I mean, that's my ultimate dream.
Star Wars nerds, I need you to shut up now.
Give us Maul. Wouldn't it be cool to have Maul pop up?
You can start your own Wars podcast, idiots.
But, anyway, I'll just say Star Wars is a good place in terms of Andor.
And let's stay away from Tatooine, please. No more Tatooine.
Why don't we stay away from Star Wars? I mean, it's just so boring now. Oversaturated.
Episode 7, 8, 9 destroyed it.
I'd rather watch Black Adam's first 20 minutes.
I will say Andor is phenomenal. Really good. Rogue One is just a phenomenal movie, so Andor's good.
Okay. Anything else you guys want to say before we head out for the week?
The PS Plus games were revealed. We forgot to mention that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So the PS Plus games of December, were they announced by Sony? Oh, they did. No. I think they actually announced
it. No,
this
one
time.
Got leaked. No. Oh. I saw this last week.
Okay, classic. But we got three ones. Mass Effect Legendary Edition, Dan Allen Gaming. I want you. There's no excuse, buddy.
I already
it's
own
free.
It.
Okay. But I will say, guys, it's for PS4 only. So even if
you isn't it only on PS4?
It's only on PS4. Yeah, it's only on PS4. Biomutant? It still runs great on PS5.
It does. Would you guys get Biomutant?
Nah, that one looked promising, but then it came out and I was like, oh, bit of a wet fart.
Yeah, and then DKO, which is Divine Knockout, which is a new game. So this is a new release. They're doing a bit of a Oddworld. So we'll see how that goes. That's like a, I think it's a brawler, like a co-op brawler. Oh, sorry, not co-op, like a multiplayer.
DOA, I call it. Not DKO, DOA.
Oh.
Dead on arrival.
I call it DAS.
Sorry, guys.
Give it the DAS treatment, the Destruction All-Stars treatment.
Oh. Yeah. Well, anyway, those are the games. Yeah, I think they're pretty good. They're pretty strong. It's a pretty strong one. I think anyone who hasn't played Mass Effect or anyone has it, like, do yourself a favor and download it because it is probably one of the greatest gaming series of all time. Like,
it's almost been 12 months since I played Mass Effect 2 last.
Seriously, it's so good. Jordan, over this Christmas break, do me a favor. Just get into it. Just get so lost in the world. Just get lost in it. Just get lost in the game.
Jeez, I was thinking about platinuming Uncharted 1 again for the 14th time.
And I'll be playing Death Stranding in the holiday.
Will you be playing?
I will. Do you know what's funny, guys? Today, I was listening to a podcast just in the mornings before work. I try to listen to a podcast. I decided to get into Brain Structure, which is a Hideo Kojima podcast. There's the English version, right? But then he started talking about like Death Stranding, and I was afraid I was going to get spoiled. So I'm like, all right, I'll just park this
for now.
I'll play Death Stranding, and then I'll listen to him again.
You know how you stop that? You
play
the
bloody game. Yeah, I will.
Isn't that easy?
I'm excited to play it, guys. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I just need to finish God of War and COD.
All right. Who wants to do the outro?
And we will see.
Jeez.
You.
It's an abrupt ending. I mean, shit. Okay.
This
no,
Game
go
of
ahead.
Thrones season 8. That was so abrupt.
I will say, guys, we did have our Spotify wrapped, didn't we? I think we should finish on something nice. We did have our Spotify wrapped come out for the PS5 Central podcast with some pretty cool stats, didn't we, Dan? So
top 5% most followed podcast in the world. It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, not and for any category, you know, any category, top 5 followed of all time, which is really
so. Do you
good.
Think that means we're the top 1% for gaming?
I don't know.
We're top 5 worldwide. Do you think we're top 1% for gay at least?
Yeah, probably, I wonder what the
probably so more. Probably
we
probably
created
0.5.
We created 2,570 minutes of new content. That is more than 95% of all creators of other creators in the leisure category. So we're in the top 5% of content made. The top 5 countries.
Oh, so we're quantity over quality, are we?
No, we're both. we're a rare combination of both. I will say the top 5 countries: the US, the UK, and then Australia, then Canada and Ireland at number 5. Shout out to Ireland. I went to the Script concert a few weeks ago, and it was amazing. A month ago.
A diddly dee potatoes.
Yeah, and now and we've there lost they all go. Our Irish
there
stuff.
They go. Yeah.
There they go.
Can podcasts... I just want to know who's the hundreds of people watching our 27th episode of Cyberpunk? I mean, that's weird to me. I don't know how that's getting out there.
We've nearly doubled our followers because we got 96% increase in followers, which is really good.
That's good.
Can I just say this is just on Spotify, so this doesn't count Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, and or Google or anything Google. Like that. Yeah. So
let's just take that into account as well.
Or Stitcher. Can't forget about Stitcher.
we've actually got a few on Stitcher, funnily enough.
I don't know how Spotify tracked this, but it probably knows from the request from the app. But anyway, so the way the podcast was shared, 39% of people shared it via direct link, 19% of people did it via WhatsApp, and 9% of people did it via Instagram, 13% of people did it via text, and 20% other. So keep sharing it, guys. Keep sharing it. It's just like, I don't know, just seeing these stats sort of renews that passion, that, I don't know, that excitement and drive for us to keep working on it and iterate on it. I know we've all said that we're all pretty time poor. This is just a free passion project we do. But yeah, we just hearing things like this and, you know, doubling in followers and stuff, it just, I don't know, it just renews this fire in us and we love it. I love it. I'm excited for the rest of this year and what 2023 can bring. So
nice. Yeah.
Let's get it.
Thank you guys. Thank you. Seriously.
Exactly. Thank you. But don't thank Kyle. He's an absolute pathetic loser.
He's not even a listener, the dog.
He'll never hear me say this, but he is bottom of the barrel. Just complete and utter loser, isn't he? You know?
We love you, Kyle.
I don't know. To be a loser, you have to be in the game. He's not even in the game. He's just like he's a crumb.
He was playing Skyrim the other day. Like, come on, mate. Yeah.
What a terrible guy. Right, guys?
Yeah.
All right. And with that being said,
we will see you. Sorry.
With that being said, please follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, MySpace, LinkedIn. And Napster. We will
see you. Later.
Later. PlayStation.